The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning. The baseball season started over the weekend at Jimmy John's Field over in Utica. The Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers, the Eastside Diamond Hoppers, the Utica Unicorns, and the Woolly Mammoths all compete there in the United Shore Professional Baseball League, which was founded by Andy Appleby. He's on the line with us right now. Andy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
And congratulations on a brand new season. What is this, like the seventh season?
Yeah, this is actually our seventh season, crazy enough. And just about every year we've had this call, and I've really enjoyed it, Paul. And I've really also appreciated your support. You know, I guess I was always hoping that we'd be the number one ballpark in America, but thanks to you and many others in the community, we are exactly that now, 7 years in.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, you've got a great location, easy to get to from Port Huron, from points west and north and south, and you do bring in a lot of people on the weekends in the summer, don't you?
Well, we sure do, Paul, and you're exactly right. You know, not everyone necessarily thought Utica might have been the best location in Metro Detroit, but it actually is. You know, we have 150,000 cars a day going by our ballpark, so that's a bit of a 24/7 commercial. We've got 1 million people within a 20-minute radius and 2 million people within a 30-mile radius. So as it relates to even big league parks like the Royals or the Tampa Bay Rays or even the Brewers, you know, we probably have a little better demographics than them.
You've also got pretty good baseball. I mean, we'll talk about all the fun things that go on there that are not necessarily baseball related, but these are some pretty good competitive players, aren't they?
Well, they're really good. And that's one thing that I felt we could bring is great baseball. And these kids, they don't take a pitch off. You know, when we've had our first conversation 6 years ago, Paul, although this is our seventh season, 6 years ago, you know, I was probably saying at that time on the air that if we could get one or two players signed, I'd be really happy. And now as we sit last week, we had our 46th player signed by a major league team. And believe me, they want our players right now. We're getting lots of calls already, even after two games. But the big news of last week, other than us starting, was that Logan Gillespie, a pitcher for the Diamond Hoppers in 2018, just came in relief for the Baltimore Orioles against the Yankees. He threw two scoreless innings and threw another one two nights later. So it's a magical thing when we see one of our players actually playing in the big league. So that makes it two. And with Randy Dobnak having made it back 3 or 4 years ago. So it's a real thrill, but you're exactly right. You come out to see our games, and these kids are really playing great baseball. And to be fair, baseball is such a meritocracy that they know that they're all an 0-for-10 streak from their first real job. So they run out every pop-up. One other thing I might add, Paul, is that in 6 years of playing, now our seventh, and having over 500 players here over the course of that time period, and I know I knock on wood when I say this, mm-hmm. but we've never had even the slightest issue with any players. And, you know, they all sign a code of conduct. They all do are required to do 20 hours of community service. We've got a really great thing going, and I think it really surprises people when they see how good a baseball we have.
Where do these players come from, Andy? Do you are they mainly from the local area, or do they come from all over? How do they find their way to Jimmy John Field?
Yeah, no. We average about 44 states represented a year. I mean, it's crazy. These kids come from everywhere. And that's one of our challenges, because they have every single player that makes it and gets paid to play sports has some tremendous story. So we're constantly telling that story at the ballpark, because if everyone knew what I knew about all these kids, yeah. you know, they'd hang on every pitch. And the funny thing is, Paul, during the pandemic, the one good thing about the pandemic was that we decided to dramatically increase our TV. And it was to think now we get over 20,000 viewers a night.
Wow.
And they're coming from all over the world. And think about that. If you're if your nephew is playing for the Beavers and you live in Anchorage, Alaska, you know, that's must-see TV when
yeah.
the Beavers played on Saturday night. So, you know, we get incredible ratings, which I never dreamed possible when you're thinking about the Beavers and unicorns playing. And it really shows the depth of the league and where everyone's coming from.
Of course, that's for people that can't make it out to the field in person, but the game experience
right.
is really unique, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, Paul. And it is maybe more so than any other minor league ballpark in America. And the reason for that is that we have 400 partnerships at our ballpark. And I know that sounds like a lot, and it is, but they're 400 happy partners. And we really work hard. And because of those partnerships, and you see those signs on the wall or signs on the scoreboard, because of that, it allows us to really invest in the game presentation. So you're literally getting a multi-million dollar game presentation at our ballpark. And we've got every bell and whistle you can imagine. So, yes, the baseball is great, but it is one heck of a fun family experience.
And games are primarily on the weekend, is that right?
Yeah, so your listeners, easy drive to us, you know, no traffic on the weekends. You know, we have typically a Thursday to Sunday schedule, Paul. In the early going, we play, you know, mostly Friday to Sunday, but it'll pick up Thursday, I think this week or next week. And then we go all summer long, again, mostly on the weekends, which is a real luxury to have, where most leagues aren't, you know, can't do that because they have so many teams that everyone wants the weekends. But with us, it's very unique. We've got the holy grail of schedules, nothing but the best weather in Michigan, but also on the weekends when moms and dads don't have to work. So you're coming from Port Huron, real easy drive back, not a lot of traffic. And that's why we get a lot of people from your listening area.
And a lot of fun things to do there at the ballpark when you get there, even in addition to the baseball game. I mean, it's just a fun, family-friendly atmosphere, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, Paul. And again, we're packed chock full of fun things to do, led by our very, very cool wiffle ball field, our speed pitch. The playground was designed specifically for our ballpark. And, you know, launch a ball. I mean, there's so many things. If you come on a Sunday, we've got pirates and princesses and superheroes, because that's more of our Sunday matinee fun day. We've got a bat dog that is the coolest thing ever that, you know, pretty much the entire ballpark, both kids and adults pet him during during the whole game. We've got a dance crew with a couple hundred young ladies and a few boys strong. It's just a very, very cool atmosphere. And, you know, you throw in the fact that, you know, we're all about America, the American flag, no politics in our ballpark. I know everyone smiles when I say that, but it's an escape from, you know, the crazy life that we all live. And, you know, I think people really, really appreciate, after what we've been through these last few years with the pandemic, people really appreciate coming to our ballpark and having affordable pricing. You know, we haven't hardly raised our prices at all, although, you know, everywhere else, including supermarkets, have. So it's, you know, people are going to be amazed when they come and see what a beer and a hot dog cost.
Well, you've got a full schedule starting. It was started this past weekend. You've got games this upcoming weekend and throughout the summer. Should be a lot of fun. Andy, thanks for joining us, spending a few minutes with us. If people want to find out more about the United Shore Professional Baseball League, what's the website? How can people connect with you?
Sure. It's USPBL.com, pretty easy, and all the tickets are online, or you can come to the ballpark, and we usually have a place for you. The grandstands are oftentimes sold out, so nice to get your tickets in advance for that, but we pretty much always have a lawn seat or a patio seat at some point. Although we do have a lot of sellouts, we can usually find a place for people when they come. It's probably going to be our best summer ever. One other thing I failed to mention, Paul, was that, we did 1,000 company summer picnics back in 2019.
Wow.
And of course that was pre-pandemic. Imagine now when companies haven't had a summer picnic, for the last 3 years in many cases. So, we have the greatest place and the most cost-effective place to have a summer picnic. We have so many bells and whistles for companies to have their barbecue at our place.
Well, gonna be a lot of fun had this summer at Jimmy John's Field. Thanks so much for telling us about it, Andy. Here's to a great season.
Thanks so much, Paul. You've been a great partner for us throughout the years.
You take care. Bye-bye.